Hi guys, this is Sophia, and I'm here with my co-hosts Simon and Emily. Welcome to the first episode of our podcast, The Bechdel Test, a non-feminist podcast with feminist hosts. We sit down with Princeton students and ask them the hard-hitting questions that really get those gears turning. Today we sit down with a narcissistic Princeton student to talk about Elon Musk declaring bankruptcy, bestiality, and translating morally questionable sentences into other languages. This is The Bechdel Test. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Bechdel Test. Now, before we introduce our fantastic guest today, who I am so excited to introduce, I have a question for you guys, Simon and Emily. Do you think it's necessary for married people to sleep in the same bed?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not?
No, yeah. I don't think so either.
Do your parentals?
They do.
They do.
But do you think they like it? Do you think they actually like sleeping in the same bed? Or they just do it because it's a norm of marriage?
Well, actually, my mom got a king bed recently. So, like...
Just for herself?
Well, like, they're on complete... Like, right. The bed is so big that like, it's like they basically are like in their own bed.
No, but... No, look, a king is two twins.
Two twins.
Is it really?
It's, yeah, two, it's twins. And so they're each sleeping in a twin bed, which is, like, college student behavior.
I seriously don't believe that.
My parents actually put up a barrier in between. So they actually two twin beds and then a wooden barrier.
Yeah.
It's like makeshift kind of.
And that's why they have a happy marriage?
Yeah, but when they go to bed, they go.
They give a little nod.
They don't want to talk because it's kind of.
That's adorable.
Like, it's time to go to bed.
Good night.
Yeah.
And they go to bed.
Aw, precious.
That's actually really cute.
Yeah, they're divorced.
I just. Oh. But like the fact that you downgrade as you get older, because like probably. You're probably not having a twin bed when you're like in your late 20s out of college. But then you downgrade if you get married and you're sleeping in the same bed. It's like, what the hell? And then you suddenly have to share a room. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah. I feel like there's also a lot of people with like sleeping problems where like they get totally too hot when they sleep and stuff.
Exactly.
Like if that's the case, just sleep in different
beds. Or snoring.
Bed.
Like my dad snores like a motherfucker. You go in there, it's like, oh, the train's coming.
And you notice that when you're sleeping in the same bed with him?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think it's normal if I sleep in the same bed as my dad in college because he flies up every night from Arkansas to sleep.
And are you the smaller spoon or the bigger spoon?
I'm the little boy, so I'm the little smaller spoon.
That would make sense. okay, guys.
Yuck. Okay.
Let's introduce our guest here. Our first guest of the Bechdel Test is my best friend, my future roommate, a coder of satellites, the world's slowest eater, and the person who slept on my floor last night after misplacing her student ID. It's Shannon Yao! Woo!
Hello, Shannon Yao.
Hey, everyone.
Shannon, how honored are you to be our first guest?
So honored, I could cry right now.
Do you appropriately feel superior to everyone who wasn't invited on here?
As the first guest, I feel like I do. There is a sense of superiority there.
I want to get this out of the way. We're not paying you for this. So don't get too excited and don't get so emotional because you really aren't getting any benefit, tangible benefit out of this. So.
Don't worry. I feel just the honor is enough for me.
Our presence.
That's good.
That's fantastic. Okay, Shannon. So
can I say something real quick?
I guess.
Also, I met Shannon Yao first, so I knew her before you guys.
Did he meet you before me?
Oh, wait. No, I think I met Sophie first.
I became
friends with Simon first.
Yeah, we were friends first.
Close friends first.
We were close friends first.
But now Shannon and I are the closest of friends. How about that?
Yes, that's fair.
So honestly, that's more embarrassing for you because you had her for longer and she still beat you in the friend game.
Right, but that proximity on campus is a big factor too.
I mean, you know what they say.
We're on two campuses.
Friends who poop next to each other stay friends forever.
That's true.
I've heard that.
I do track down.
Next two are on top of.
Both?
Sometimes I prefer one over the other, so.
Depends on how we're feeling.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a mood, kind of.
Who's bottom bunk?
I gotta say, yeah, because she's in and out.
I'm quick.
So shouldn't she be top bunk then?
Shouldn't she be top bunk if she's quick?
So she can, like, just hop off and let you.
Or do you like her just sitting there for a long time when you're trying to get out?
I'm like a cushion for Shan. I'm a cushion. So Shannon, a little bit about you. You were born in San Diego, but spent a lot of time in both Tijuana and San Diego growing up, with yearly visits to Malaysia. Is that accurate?
Accurate.
Fantastic. And you said before that it's unclear what exactly your first language was.
Mm-hmm.
It was either Mandarin or Spanish.
Yes.
Is that accurate as well?
You did your research.
Fantastic. So a question for you.
Yes.
Growing up surrounded by so many communities, did you have a lot of uncertainty surrounding your identity growing up?
I think yes. I mean, even now, it's kind of hard to like pinpoint like what exactly is the phrase that describes me. Like, I generally just roll with like Chinese, Malaysian, American. But I don't know if that's entirely accurate either. So, but sometimes I just roll with it.
But sometimes you throw a little like a sprinkle of Mexican heritage in there, you say, right?
I bring it up sometimes. I'm like, I did grow up in Mexico too, so there's a little bit of that factor. But genetically, it's not in there.
Do you have any memories from Mexico?
I do, yeah. I remember a lot.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Do you have any sort of anecdotes or any stories from that time?
Anecdotes?
Or just anything you remember, the environment? Or?
There's this like 7-Eleven counterpart in Tijuana called Oxxo, and it's basically a convenience store that I went to all the time. And I also watched a lot of movies. So all the Disney movies I watched in Spanish. And then also,
you were their titles in Spanish?
No, I don't actually. Mm. I actually don't remember. I only remember the content, and I actually remember the content in English.
Mm.
But I don't remember like the audio, like what that sounded like at all.
Mm-hmm. Do you have like thoughts in a certain language? Is it primarily English, I bet?
I would say yes, English, but there's also times when certain terms are a little bit more nuanced in other languages. Mm. It's just in a better sort of context, and I think I do think of that specific term, but generally because English is my main language, I do think in English probably.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of those terms that you mentioned?
Like I feel like, for example, my mom calls me like a pig in Chinese.
Very, a very astute nickname, I'll say.
And I think that's very, it's like borderline an insult, but like my mom says it in a way that's very like endearing, I would say. And so that's kind of like, I would like say it's sort of like an idiot. Just like, she's just calling me an idiot, but like, it's like endearing.
Time for bed.
You little pig idiot.
Wait, your siblings, do they have these like demeaning, low-key demeaning nicknames as well? Or is it just you because you're so special?
Maybe you're actually just being bullied. It's not love.
My siblings? I feel like generally my mom says that to all of us. But I definitely feel like I hear it to myself more.
Is that a common thing, or is that just a specific thing she chose?
I have no idea.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Do you, I don't know what you it say, is
about pigs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go for it.
Would you say that you dream the most in English?
Dreaming the most? I don't think... Oh, well, when the characters are... like, if the setting is in the U.S., I would dream in English. If it's not, then I would dream in any other language.
So your dreams are, like, geographically and linguistically accurate.
Yes.
I love that. I love that. And, listener, Shannon does have some crazy dreams. We often share our dreams in the morning, and they go wild. They go wild.
Very wild.
Did you dream last night while sleeping on my floor?
I actually didn't. Something about just being in proximity to you, I just felt like I didn't need a dream of you just because
it was already a nightmare.
Yeah.
You felt safe.
Sure.
Shannon slept right on my brother's head, actually.
This is true.
Shout out Ted.
Shout out Teddy. No. Yeah.
I'm getting confused.
I like cuddled with Ted, essentially.
Right. So. And I was like, whoa, guys, like, leave room for Jesus, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Listener, the reason that is funny to us is because my brother gave me a pillow of his head.
It's funnier when you like really explain it.
Yeah, I know. That's why I did it. I know how comedy
now
works.
Now it's funny for everyone.
I know.
Now we're all in on the joke.
So Shannon, you said during winter break you like popped on over to Mexico a couple times.
I did,
during the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you did there. Tell us like what the border process is like.
Okay. Yeah. So I have a sentry. So the border process is like pretty fast for me.
What's a sentry?
It's sort of like documentation that you have to cross the border.
S-E-N-T-R-Y?
T-R-I.
T-R-I.
Sentry.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Is that a Spanish word?
I don't think so because it's endorsed by the TSA.
Oh.
Question mark?
I'm Googling it.
Oh, I see. Is it Secure Electronic Network for Travelers Rapid Inspection?
So the sentry, it makes the border process quick?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And how quick? You just like pass it over?
You just go over. If you have nothing to declare, you say nothing to declare. And then you give them the sentry. Well, you first scan it. And then after that, you give the officer your sentry. And then it's like, okay, nothing to declare. If they don't want to check your card, they don't have to. And then after that, you just go through.
Have you ever declared something? Like, I declare that...
Bankruptcy.
Right.
Not that I know of. Mm. No, I don't think so. It's just like, there's nothing to declare.
There's never anything to declare.
There's just never
just
anything
there, like,
to declare.
God, somebody needs to just declare something.
Finally declare something. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I go in, and then I eat a lot. Like, that's pretty much all I go.
Okay. What's your favorite thing to eat? Where's your favorite place to eat?
OXXO? I actually haven't been there in a while. But let's see. Their steaks are really good. Tacos are also very good. That's pretty much all I get. It's either like I eat cows, seafood, or...
Raw cow.
The way you described it as you eat cows.
Yeah, that was an interesting way of putting it.
Like, I feel like, okay, well, I eat steak.
Thank you.
Like, I just feel like I don't eat pork.
Okay. Mm. Well, that would be like cannibalism, kind of, because your mom calls you a pig.
Oh, you know what? That is so true.
Emily, you're so smart. Oh, my God.
Oh, maybe I've always had this, like, inherent, like, realization that I shouldn't be eating pork.
Right. Mm. You're like, I'm an idiot pig. I can't eat this.
I can't eat myself.
Especially if the pork is stupid.
Right.
Exactly.
So, Shannon, you said that the Mexican food in America is so much better than the Mexican food in Mexico. Why have you said that before?
I've definitely never said that.
What? What do you mean? You love fast
food. What kind of agenda are you trying to push?
You love fast food, Mexican food in America. Taqueria?
Oh my gosh.
I love when people say, like, white people go like, yeah, I'm just going to go to a taqueria and get a burrito.
Quesadilla.
I'm going to go get some nachos con queso.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not a Spanish teacher.
I'm definitely not a fan of taqueria. It's okay. It's might be a hot take, but I'm not a fan. But Taco Bell, I think that one almost made me throw up one time. So I was like, I can't do it.
And Shannon hates throwing up. Or the sound of throwing up.
I hate throwing up. I can't.
I'm an emetophobia survivor.
What is that?
The fear of throw up.
I have emetophobia.
Yes, you do. We
have
emetophobia. Listener, we're holding hands now.
We have emetophobia.
Emetophobia.
I'm glad.
Listener,
this is
I'm trying to let go of her hand and she's not letting go.
I'm glad this is a safe enough space where you guys feel like you can admit that.
Yeah, I feel like
you created the space.
I feel like I've gotten a few of Sophia's traits, like sweaty palms.
Hey, man.
Me too.
Why you gotta do that? Why you gotta do that to me?
That was a weird way of putting it.
Why you gotta do that?
She had to have a little bit of an emphasis.
I did. So, Shannon, while stalking your LinkedIn.
Yes.
And your internet presence.
Yes.
I found that you've said knowing so many languages propelled you to learn one more computer code. Expand on that.
It was mainly something I discovered during the college app process where I was trying to tie all my stories together and it just felt like there was no connection between them. But then what I did realize was that my process of learning English, so basically what, to like unpack what you just said, I grew up learning Spanish in school, and then I spoke Chinese at home. And then when I started going to school in the States, I was put into like the ELD program. So I had to learn English sort of apart from my peers because everyone else knew English and I didn't. And so the process of learning English was sort of similar to the way that I viewed how I learned computer science. They sort of follow the same rules. They have like syntax and different things. And so I thought that as computer science is sort of like this bridge of communication between humans and computers, and languages are sort of the bridge between people of different cultures, I sort of viewed it the same way, and that's how I tied it together.
That was beautiful. The way that was so beautiful. No wonder you got into college. Wow.
Let's go, Princeton.
Let's go, Princeton. Go, Tigers.
Bleed
go
orange.
Tigers.
We're just glad you got into college, though. Let's start there.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say?
We're just glad you got into college because we were kind of worried.
I know. Being an idiot pig and all, my identity crisis, it was just a lot.
And, on the college apps, when it says preferred name and you put idiot pig, it must have been, that must have been a little weird.
No, but actually, I saw my admissions file, and that's actually the reason why I got in.
Oh, they're like, wow, she's honest, she's candid.
This idiot pig needs to be an idiot pig at Princeton.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I was sort of like a diversity factor. Like, no one's ever been an idiot pig before.
Right. So. And it's you.
Right.
Wow. It's me.
Not just, they're expanding to different species at this point.
Species.
I said species.
Species. Anyway. So most Americans outside of Princeton only know one language, and because you know 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. 4 languages.
So true.
Do you think you're better than all of these Americans?
Well, I think just being on this podcast makes me better than all the other Americans.
That's a really good answer.
Ain't that the truth?
Thank you so much.
Poop dollar!
Listener, we practiced that while she was sleeping in my room.
So true.
So true.
Since you know all these languages, can you translate something for me? I just needed to get this. Cause I have been trying to translate this sentence, and I think you, I don't know, I think you'd benefit from translating it. So can you say this in any language you can? Can you say it? Just say it in English first with me. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I love. Listening to.
Kanye West music.
Okay. We're going to splice out the part of me saying it, so it's just going to be her saying it.
This is great.
Not because of how.
It sounds.
But because he's a really inspirational person. Okay, good. We're going to cut all mine out. Okay, so can you say that in any language?
I feel like...
Here, I can... The sentence is right here if you need to see it before...
This is really awkward being put on the spot.
That's what we do here, listener.
Take your time.
Well, I feel like I shouldn't be saying a sentence that I don't fully believe.
Good answer. You passed the test.
She's so fast. Oh, my God. You know, Shannon, I'm honestly surprised that you know the drama about Kanye West, considering you don't consume media or any popular culture.
Since you're just so incredibly, into that popular culture, I feel like... Being around you is just such
osmosis.
Exactly. Yeah, you're just permeating, these thoughts are permeating through the air.
All the popular culture facts.
You're just oozing out Kanye West, basically.
She is.
I do. So she feels no Kanye. Need to consume his content.
Absolutely. And so.
Not any of his music, just his,
Just like his vibes, honestly.
His vibes, tweets.
That's me. That's me, listener. And so. Going back to this not a consumer of media thing,
yes.
Which you've said to many of people, I was particularly surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you not consume media? Was this your choice, something your parents instilled in you?
I think it has to do with the fact that I'm not a subscriber to anything. So if I wanted, this is illegal, but. I pirate things, and it's just really annoying to pirate.
She's not condoning pirating.
I am not. As a reflector of someone that has pirated before, I do not condone it, but I have. And so that's why I feel like it's not very convenient for me to be a consumer of media. And that's primarily the reason why. I'm just essentially lazy.
Has there ever been a point in your life where you're like, I think I should just try the 30-day free trial for Netflix.
Mm.
See, I did that with Amazon Prime
just
this past December. And then, funny story, actually. My mom sends, bank transactions because we sort of all share the same credit line.
Mm-hmm.
And so she sends, these transactions to confirm that we were the ones that made them. And so she got really mad. the other day because there were so many Amazon orders and an Amazon Prime transaction. And so I have a younger brother and an older sister, and both of them were saying that they weren't the ones that bought it. But my sister was the one that got yelled at. Like, my mom just went, like, crazy on her.
She's like, you idiot pig, you idiot pig. Yeah.
And so, funnily, she, like, didn't call me at all or ask, but it was actually me. I'm sorry, Mom. I did the 30-day free trial, and I forgot to cancel it.
No.
And so they charged me. And so
it's
my mom...
as if that's what they're... Goal.
Exactly. And I forgot, and my sister took the hit for my mistake.
Shout out Sophia.
Shout out Sophia.
Shout out Sophia.
Not the one on this podcast.
No, we're talking about
Shannon's
sister, Sophia.
Shout out Sophia.
Listener, Shannon has a sister and her name is Sophia, and that's who we're shouting out.
Emily.
No problem, Sophia. And I'm talking to the Sophia on the podcast now.
Thank you. Oh, right. Sorry, I was confused.
Yeah, do you need me to clarify again, or is everyone okay?
Just I'll circle
one more
back.
Time, maybe.
Just okay. A little bit more.
So, thank you for taking the blame, Sophia.
Okay.
Shannon's sister.
Got it.
Sophia, girl on the podcast.
Okay.
Are you ready to resume the podcast?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Thank you, Emily.
Amazing.
Thank
you,
Emily. Yeah, no problem. No problem, guys.
So, Shannon, you say you're not a consumer of media, yet you do watch Game of Thrones in the library. What's that
about?
Oh,
my.
Particularly the explicit scenes, I'll add.
Yeah, and they're really loud. She doesn't have headphones yet, so she's just really going at it.
You just, like, can hear it, and it's, like, the quiet room. It's, like...
it's just really obscene, especially when I'm trying to study. And I'm in the fourth floor, and I can hear it.
Well, first of all, Simon, I apologize that...
Thank you.
I should have known. I should have kept it down. But
I think I would have felt better if you'd invited me to watch with you, because I could have used that content.
I should have texted you.
Simon likes enjoying that type of content with others.
Right. And it increases the arousal factor.
If I knew, I would have invited you. I didn't know.
Thank you.
I thought you enjoyed watching it solo, so...
Well, now you know.
I like the public humiliation aspect.
Yeah, I was pretty publicly humiliated in Firestone. So for one of my freshman seminars, it's called, well, not one, my only freshman seminar. It's called Beyond the Borders. It's about the U.S.-Mexican border and just borders in general. And so there is a huge wall in Game of Thrones. And so for our very first assignment, my teacher wanted us to watch the Game of Thrones episode 1 and write sort of an analysis on it. And so I had to watch that. And obviously I was in my academic mindset that I was going to analyze this episode and write a paragraph or two on it. And
you just somehow just got to the explicit scene and kept on rewatching
Right.
I went to the library and sat at the table that led to the bathroom, the most convenient pathway to the bathroom.
Well, what are you setting up here?
She's setting the scene, Simon. She's setting the scene.
And so many people were like walking behind me. And no one told me Game of Thrones was explicit. Like, I could have used that knowledge beforehand. But I was watching it in the library and it was just very awkward. But I did turn in my assignment and I got 100.
Hell yeah. Shout out Shannon.
I thought when you were setting up the bathroom thing, it was like for you to have easy access.
Oh, are you?
It was actually setting up for you so that when I invited
you,
it would be very convenient for you to come.
Well, that's nice.
She's so kind.
That's why you got the 100. I actually emailed your teacher.
That's so sweet of you, Simon.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
She's doing real good work.
Oh my God. Okay, Shannon. One of the first things that I found out about you, like academically, was that you coded satellites once upon a time during an internship with the Air Force.
Yes.
Just like casually. And then from your LinkedIn profile, 500 plus, by the way.
500 plus. Let's go.
You've said you have aspirations in expanding the forefront of space exploration.
Yes.
I quote. Why space? What's the end goal there?
I always really liked astronomy when I was younger. And then I
love astrology too. It's
you love astrology? Where are you? Wait, you're August, so that means you're a Leo.
Wrong, actually. I'm tail end of August.
You're a Virgo?
Yes.
Shen, you know so much about astrology.
No, it's because my mom is born in August.
So that's why you wanted to code satellites, to learn more about astrology.
Yes. Stop, you're a Virgo.
Back to
that's
space.
That's crazy.
Back to space.
Back to space.
But with the Air Force, it was the summer after my junior year. And so around that time, it was sort of the peak of COVID. And a lot of the summer opportunities that I got into were virtual. And I wasn't really enticed by virtual opportunities, having been in virtual school for way too long. And so I really wanted to get out there. And so I was lucky enough to get a few offers. And so I chose to go to the Air Force in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And that's where I, quote unquote, coded satellites. But it's sort of like, it was more of a proof of concept rather than actual hard-coded satellites. So I have no idea if my code ever made it on an actual satellite, but it was for the control flight software of a satellite.
Shoot, I don't know what those words mean, but God damn.
I know what GPS is. No, but space is really cool to me, you know, just especially because I've been really inspired recently by Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a very inspiring figure to me.
Mm-hmm.
And this ad is actually brought to you by Musk, which is sponsoring this podcast actually today. And it's Elon Musk's new cologne. Are you sick of smelling like cheddar? Lose the cheddar. Speaking of cheddar, Elon lost $200 billion in cheddar, the biggest cheddar loss in the history of cheddar. Head over to Cash App, donate some ducats and share some shillings, and smell less like cheddar in the process.
How'd you know I smell like cheddar?
I'm sitting real close to you, Shannon.
You reek, Shannon. Let's be real.
Anyway, so I just thought it was relevant to bring that up, that we were sponsoring... Where we were sponsored by Musk, because you're talking about space.
That's pretty incredible, actually.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Shout out Musk. Thank you to our sponsor.
Thank you, Musk.
All right, listener, it's your favorite time of the podcast. It's time for our Socratic dialogue.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to just kick things off by asking the question. Well, let me just say this. You haven't really asked me any questions during this interview, so, like, have you always been self-centered, or is that just, like, a recent development, or what's going on there?
Well, I feel like hanging around you, I feel like I got a little bit of that self-centeredness, but if you'd like me to ask you a question, I mean, I would love to.
Yeah, it's just rude. Like, we invite you on here to ask us questions. I'm really confused.
A conversation normally goes both ways, and yeah. I'm just kind of confused. So
this feels very one-sided.
Do you think this is an interview or something?
Do you think this is an interview?
Oh, crap. Whoa,
no.
Oh, she said that.
She really went there.
I have another question for you, Shannon. And this is actually kicking off a segment within the Socratic Dialogue segment. It's everyone's favorite game called Fuck, Marry, Kill.
We invented the game.
We did.
Okay.
It's us. So, Shannon, Fuck, Marry, Kill, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Greta Thunberg, and Malala Yousafzai. And explain your reasoning.
Greta Thunberg, let's get that straight.
My bad, Thunberg. Listener, Greta Thunberg.
How dare you? That was my impression of her. we don't need sound bites.
That's inappropriate.
How is that inappropriate? Okay.
She's a national hero, Simon.
She is. I wasn't making fun of her.
Can you just go?
Make him stop, that Shannon. Please talk.
Wow, guys, this is incredibly difficult.
Please take this seriously.
Give me a moment. I'm trying to think of the best possible combination to not get canceled.
This is a safe space, Shannon.
You have to make the option, so it's not like you really want to kill them, you just have to, because you want to marry and...
Just kill all of them, and then fine.
If that's what you want to do.
Marry Malala.
Uh-huh. Fuck Greta, isn't she underage?
Is she
No, I think she's
underage.
She's
RBG is overage, so think carefully.
She's 20.
Guys, this is incredibly difficult.
Okay, it's okay. We'll go on to the next one. Yeah. You have one, don't you?
Yeah, I don't curse, so just don't mind me. Frick, marry, kill, animal, mineral, or vegetable.
By mineral, do you mean like mineral?
Mineral.
Like an elephant.
Are you familiar with the word?
Just confirming. Kill vegetables.
Why?
Because I only eat cucumbers.
Mm. Yeah. That'll do it.
I love cucumbers.
Cucumbers.
Do you like pickles?
Not too big of a fan.
I don't like you. Keep going.
Shen and I are on the same page when it comes to pickles, though. That's why we're so close.
Yeah.
Can we not make this about you?
Oh, thanks.
Okay, you know, sorry. If you don't it always happens. One, I'll have a better one. This is easier, okay?
Yes, go.
Okay, fuck, marry, kill, diversity, equity, or inclusion?
This segment's going great.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Shannon.
I'll take Emily's question. let's see.
You said vegetables. Animal, mineral, or vegetable?
Animal.
Marry animal.
Why? And what type of animal?
A cow.
Oh, but you'd eat it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You like to eat your significant others.
Well... No,
but I think
animals are just great in general.
You support bestiality?
No.
Well, if you'd marry them, are you just not going to please them in the bed?
That's a great question.
Are you going to put up a barrier in between you and the cow?
Do a little knock knock before you go to bed.
Yeah, Simon's parents can tell you how to do it.
No. Well, Simon... Frick, marry, kill, minerals, veggies, and animals. Veggies.
Oh, let me think.
Turning the tables.
Well, I think I would marry a mineral because they can be rich.
Oh, good thinking.
Kill a vegetable and fuck an animal.
So bestiality.
What type of animal? Humans off the table.
I guess I would do closest to a human, I guess, just to...
A monkey.
Simon, that's gross. That's
okay,
rancid.
Well, what's the best option for fucking an animal?
I mean, I know you did Curiosity last semester and read all about Curious George, but I feel like
I have a genius one.
That's
a
okay, lot. What's yours?
Marry the mineral for the money, frick the vegetable, kill the animal, and eat it.
Oh, honestly, shoot.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is a good one. Cause you Emily, the problem solver. Because, yeah, effing a vegetable is pretty.
It's frickable.
It's got you have experience?
Yeah. Tomatoes.
Tomatoes, that's a fruit.
Tomatoes, peaches,
apples, you know, I
apples,
did
bananas.
See
I love
an
my vegetables.
Awful lot of bananas being taken out of the dining hall, if you had anything to do with that.
Whoa, by who?
Well, I actually get the bananas to lure the monkey in before I fuck them.
Simon, this is inappropriate. What are you doing here?
And that brings us into our next one.
Shannon, freak, marry, kill. Rock, paper, or scissors?
Frick, rock.
Why?
I just feel
Dwayne
like...
Dwayne Johnson?
It's...
Yeah. That would be fine.
Emily really likes the rock.
Really?
I love him.
Wow. That's incredible.
Can you keep going?
I'll marry paper. It's just so incredibly useless. I mean, useful.
She likes her hubbies to be as useless as possible.
And, yes, incredible man.
Listener, Emily has shown us many a picture of Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
He's so cool.
He's awesome. I love that guy.
Incredible.
You know, he doesn't like to take jobs that have him, like, lose in any sort of battle or any, like, scene, because he wants to be seen as this.
Is he the one that's
so fair?
What can I say except
you're welcome. Yes. That was beautiful.
Did you listen to that in Spanish growing up?
Moana came out in 2016.
Okay, scissors. You're going to kill scissors.
Yes.
Why?
Because it cuts paper.
So what I would... Can I do mine?
Yes.
I think I would kill the Rock. I'd marry paper because it's paper like as in money. So I'm getting rich again.
Again?
And then I'd fuck SZA.
I see what you did there, Simon.
So the I don't word, think that was actually play. Part of the... SZA's not an option.
SZA?
I don't understand.
That's what it says. Oh!
This is scissors. As in the tool you use to cut.
I didn't read it right.
Yeah, no, I get it. And that brings us into our next one. Frick, marry, kill. Simon. Sophia. The one on the podcast, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily.
Wow, guys.
I think you already know your answer, don't you?
No pressure.
Sorry, Sev.
You're going to kill me?
No
what?
Way.
You're going to kill me?
Yeah, I'm going to kill you.
What?
Whoa. That's crazy. What?
That was the most unexpected.
Why? Why?
Plot twist.
Say it.
I just feel like we spend so much time together.
And you're tired of me. You're tired of me.
Wow.
That's what I'm hearing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think I know what the how the cookie crumbles from there. You'd marry me.
Yes. So and sweet. Then I'll frick Emily.
Mm. Okay. Again. Well, I guess our common room's going to be trash next year.
No. Like, oh, my God.
I'm going to be dead. I'm not going to be there to clean it up. Like,
no. But Emily, you're invited anytime.
All right.
I'll help you. There tonight.
I'll help you clean up.
You know what? I know the reason. It's so you don't have to sexile me next year because we're sharing a room.
So listener. True. You discovered my ulterior motive.
You want to have the single to yourself. I get it.
I did enjoy my single up until this point. So
up right. until this point.
This point.
When you lost your procs.
And I had to share a room with you.
Got to.
Yes.
Okay. I think we're done for the podcast today. I think we've covered a lot of bases.
So many bases.
So many bases.
First, second, and third.
And home base, of course. Mm-hmm. Between but Shannon and Emma.
We hit a grand slam today, if you guys know what I'm saying.
Oh, I like it. Get it out of the park.
We aren't normal narps, you guys. We can make sports puns.
Do you guys want to hear me drink water? Listen to this.
Let's hear it.
Did you hear that at all?
Yeah, that was really loud.
Nice. Oh, good.
Sent shivers down my spine.
So, brings us into our final segment.
I like the way you said that.
Let's give Shannon a rating.
Shannon Tatum
needs a rating. What are you guys thinking?
I give her... 4 maxi pads.
I give her 3 full Diva cups.
I guess I'll give her 3 maxi pads and 1 tampon because I just know she loves those.
I'm gonna give her 2 absolutely loaded period underwears.
Oh, nice. So they're like and dripping.
One, yeah, like okay. dripping period okay. underwear. 1 maxi pad.
You know what? I'm gonna throw in a UTI.
All right. Oh, that's what's up.
Thanks.
So
Simon.
2 dripping period underwears. Half a maxi pad and half a full Diva cup.
Oh, great.
Half full, just a
half
shot.
Full?
Just a shot of Diva cup.
Perfect for our. Yeah.
Just a swig.
Perfect.
Thank you for the rating.
Shannon, it was absolutely a pleasure having you on today.
We love you.
Do you have anything to plug? Any last words for the listeners?
Please continue listening to the Bechdel test.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so sweet.
Do you have anything
that's
to plug?
That's so nice of you.
Do you have anything you're doing on campus that you like to plug?
No, what about you with your apples and bananas?
That's personal information that I don't want to...
It's okay. It's an open space.
It's safe, Simon.
Well, I'm actually going to the U store right after this and stocking up for the week. I'm going to be skipping classes to explore myself.
Hey, y'all, listener. So on that note, thank you so much for tuning into the Bechdel test today. Remember to leave a shout out someone via the Google form.
Oh, is there anyone you want to shout out, Shannon?
Maggie Wang.
Maggie Wang.
We love you, Maggie.
We love you, Maggie. Absolute queen.
Sorry to cut you off there. Keep going, Sophia. The one on the podcast.
Like, subscribe, leave a positive rating. And thank you so much. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
We love you. I love all of you guys. I love you. I love you, Shannon. I just love everything and everyone.
Love you guys. Mwah. Bye. Bye.